It's Friday, time to talk about movies here on The Takeaway. And this week, three big releases. 21 Jump Street, that's a reboot of the 1980s television series. Then Jeff Who Lives at Home, a movie with a very self-explanatory title. And Casa de Mi Padre, a Spanish-language telenovela with a difference. It's Will Ferrell on the big screen. Our movie date team is here as usual. I'm not usual, but I'm very pleased to be here. Thanks very much. I'm Dan Damon, by the way, if you're wondering what this English voice is doing in the way. It's Rafa Guzman, who is film critic for Newsday, and Kristen Meinzer, who's a producer for The Takeaway. Let's start with 21 Jump Street. This is about two narcotics officers going undercover in a high school, yet another reboot of another 1980s TV show. Isn't America tired of this gimmick?
The department was forced to drop the charges because you forgot to read him his Miranda rights.
I did read him his rights. I did a version of that.
Do you even know the Miranda rights?
Yes.
Let's hear them then.
It obviously starts with you have the right to remain silent. I know you've heard this before. And then you have the right to remain an attorney.
Rafa Guzman. 21 Jump Street, I didn't see it when it was out, but it was a bit more serious than this, wasn't it?
Yes, I mean, it was much more serious and of course, the joke that people always thought was funny about the original series was that everyone in the film who was playing an undercover officer was clearly too old to be going back to high school. And so the movie tries to have a little fun with that by casting Jonah Hill and Channing Tatum as these two kind of bumblers who go back to high school and get to sort of relive their youth.
And a lot of slapstick in this one.
Yeah,
Kristen.
I thought it was hilarious. I laughed my head off through the whole thing. What I love about this kind of reboot is they use the TV show as a jumping off point. They don't try to photocopy it. They try to go in a totally different direction. And some of the great commentary about the difference between adults and teenagers comes off as actually really smart.
It works.
Yeah.
And then there's Jeff Who Lives at Home. Jason Segel playing Jeff. He lives at home, unsurprisingly, in the basement. Susan Sarandon is his mom. Ed Helms is the brother who doesn't live at home. Does the movie title say it all? Is there more to it? Listen to this.
Hello?
Mom?
Jeff?
Hi.
You know you're supposed to say hello when you pick up the phone.
Yeah, I know. I thought that maybe you were somebody else, but you're not.
What do you do in the basement? You're not cleaning it.
You really want to know? You didn't like it last time we had this conversation.
Okay, no, you're right. I don't. Okay.
He really is a slob, isn't he? Again, this kind of very, it's very obvious comedy, isn't Kristen?
Yeah, but I don't actually think it's funny. I thought this was a pretty awful movie. And my biggest qualm with this movie, I don't want to spoil it for anyone, but they didn't know how to wrap it up. And so they have the equivalent of the Abominable Snowman that just comes onto screen and stomps all over everything, only it's just not as good as if the Abominable Snowman actually came onto screen and stomped over everything.
Rafa?
Yeah, I have to agree. I thought it was a pretty terrible film. Very, very contrived, very manipulative. But I do want to point out Ed Helms is surprisingly very good in the film.
Okay, well, save your money on that one then. And just finally, Will Ferrell as a young Mexican rancher's son caught up in a love triangle.
Vivo mi vida en la tierra. La tierra es lo que sé. Soy un ranchero.
Pretty good Spanish, I thought. Will Ferrell.
Yes, the entire thing is in Spanish with English subtitles, which may explain why it's not playing at that many theaters, despite having Will Ferrell as the lead.
Is it a one-note joke, Kristen?
I thought it was a lot of fun. One-note joke, but a really enjoyable joke with its heart in the right place, especially if you've ever seen a telenovela and enjoyed that kind of campiness.
Thanks very much indeed. Rafa Guzman and Kristen Meinzer on 21 Jump Street, on Jeff Who Lives at Home, and on Casa de Mi Padre. This is The Takeaway.